greater Cincinnati area.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Good morning, all you woke heads out there. Getting up early, starting this week off, 4 a.m. I'm, of course, Red Rockmeyer, and with me, as always, is Lunchmeyer. Oh, he's not here yet. Oh, shit. All right. I guess this is going to be one of the... You can hear me, right?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Oh, damn it. I was all ready to go, too.
I was like, boy, he's juked up.
I was juked up. I knew I had to bring the energy for this one. He's not even here yet.
What the fuck?
He fucked up.
He missed it.
You got to open the app, and then you got to, like, turn it around. And all right. Does anybody have anything else they want to say before we get started on it?
You're both going to be Myers?
Ugh, you blew it now. You weren't supposed to tell him that part. That was supposed to be a surprise.
I thought he was Brock meat.
He's what?
No.
Brock meat?
Lunchmeyer.
Lunchmeyer? All right, I'm going to do it. I hope you can back it up.
We'll find out.
All right. In 5, 4, 3. Good morning, all you woke heads. Getting up early, 4 a.m. All your friends are, of course, too old, too tired, too lame to get up with you. We're going to do that thing that they're too lame to do, and we don't tell on ourselves for doing in Wisconsin in about 20 minutes. But until then, I am Red Rockmeyer, and to my left, as always, is Lunchmeyer.
Well, this is the sound of Lunchmeyer with the sweet, sweet voice.
Oh, my God. Okay. And to his left, you know, you can call her whatever you like. Just don't call her late to 420. It is slow your roll. Slow your roll, Meyer. Can she not hear you? You can't hear me now? Is there a sound problem?
Maybe she like muted her thing.
She was doing fine. You're supposed to say something when I introduce you.
I know.
Oh.
Well,
but
how
you
about
didn't
now?
Okay, we can hear her, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I suppose we could just roll this out from the top, right?
You hear me now? Say we rock it on down, say we rock it on down, say we rock it on down.
Grind, father.
I heard a particularly bad edit in an episode of Talkbill today. I'm not trying to replicate it, so I think I'm just going to start it from the top one more time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how the
Your
pros
sounds
do
are
it.
Good.
Yeah.
It's not how the pros do it. Pros don't start all over. I'm going to count it down, though. All right, ready?
I'm ready.
All
right. Mm-hmm.
In 5, 4, 3. Good morning, all you woke heads out there getting up at 4 a.m. as you should. That leaves us just 20 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing. Your other friends are, of course, too old, too lame, too busy to get up with you and get blazed, but that's exactly why this show was created. You are listening to Wake and Bake to Tech. I'm Red Rocker, and with me, as always, is Lunchmeyer.
This is Lunchmeyer coming in with an outstanding kiss.
Much better. And to his left, of course, you can call her anything you like. Just don't call her late for 420. It is, of course, slow your roll.
Yo, what's up? It's slow your roll, and I'm ready to get this pod rolling.
All right.
Yeah.
Fucking right. All right. So I guess we'll just kick it right off. I'm guessing we got about 18 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing. I guess I'm just going to start it from the top. I always have a little awkward something there, but I think we're just going to cut that out this week. Of course, we start every episode for you new listeners. We, of course, know that they're out there patrolling. They're keeping us safe. That's just fine. We just like to know where that is. So this week, I guess I'll start with Slow Your Roll. Have you run into them bad boys out there, the Mississippi Rhinos?
I done seen them. I seen them.
Oh?
I did. They have this new spot. Well, it's not new, but where they've been lately. They like to hang out at the top of this really big, long hill that you have to drive down. And, like, naturally, like, you speed up going down it. Cause
it's tempting, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, just velocity.
Exactly. Like, you don't even have to have your foot on the gas. But so I just start, literally set my cruise control. It, like, it goes from 35 to 25. So I just, like, set it at 25 so that I won't be tempted, you know?
It's a trap.
It is a trap.
All right. Okay. How about you, Lunchmeyer? You seeing them out there?
I saw those Mississippi Hogs coming in hot from their igloo, but it's now just a bridge. Coming in with a straight 2-0.
Okay. I myself.
Oh, that reminds me. There was a local party that got broken up by the pigs, and everyone left and drove away drunk, and then someone ran over another girl. It was a horrible, horrible sight.
Don't forget about the fact that she died.
A swing and a miss.
Wow. Whoa, dark. It's actually fucked up. She was like, she wasn't even in the car. She was like on a four-wheeler track. Like a car wasn't even supposed to be on that, but.
Since the car was getting away on a four-wheel track and she was on foot?
Yeah, she was.
Uh-oh. Is that just me that heard that?
That has 0-2 pitch written all over it, folks.
Okay.
The rooftop.
You need to settle, Grinder. Don't settle.
So is it like there's hills on the side of this dirt trail or bike trail, or is it more of like are there woods? What's the deal on the sides here?
It's in the woods.
Holy shit. Okay, so the car, I don't know, like, I could see being behind the wheel and being like, this is going to be great. I'm going to drive on the ATV trail and completely get away with it. And it's probably the first place the cops look, maybe. Do you think?
I don't think they had cops like in the woods waiting for them there.
No. But I mean, chasing them. The cops show up at the party. Everybody runs out comically. And, you know, somebody gets the big idea to drive on the ATV trail.
I mean,
I don't know. I guess it depends on the situation, but it seems like a place the cops would look for.
That dumb son of a bitch was too drunk to drive, and he took the trail off the road, and I guess he dragged her for a bit.
Right. wait, okay. So you probably had the lights off. I mean, you know, you would think, right? You're driving on the trail. Does she not see him?
He probably had his lights off because he was probably trying to be incognito.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you can still hear a car coming, but I don't know. What do you think? Do you get off the trail if you're on foot, or what's the deal there?
I mean, maybe she was, like, on the side of the trail, and he just, like, swerved.
But he's not looking. He didn't see her. Drunk son of a bitch. Yeah, I mean, you could see it all. That is terrible because that is, like, a potentially comedic situation that is, like, one dipshit had to ruin it for everyone.
Right. Like, if everybody got away and no one got hurt, like, that's fun, but
yeah, but like, as soon as like somebody gets hurt, basically you think everyone kind of comes out of the woods. It's like, okay, we're turning, you know, like, it's over.
The dude actually, yeah, he drove off. It like took him like hours to find him.
Oh geez, you wonder if he even knew if he did anything?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, he probably didn't even know. He was like off road. He probably just thought he hit a bump or something.
Hoping for the best, hit something else. Yeah. Huh. Well.
And that's why you don't drink and drive.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of the opposite of where I was going with it. But I was in a cop bar. I admit I the food was put away and I hadn't gotten to any of it. And I was drinking something called the Kirkland brand Crown Royal. And there were some 30 somethings pouring shots. I was into that. I started playing beer pong, but no one had any beers. So I started drinking shots to, you know, like when someone made a cup. And the next thing I knew, I blacked out. Also, I took a pill before I went in there that was supposed to give me energy, but you're not supposed to mix it with booze. I fucked up. And it was a cop bar. And I woke up the next day. They kicked my ass.
Why in God's name would you ever go into a cop bar?
The alcohol was free, but there was I didn't have, like, the beer was not.
Did you get invited to that stinky trough, or did you choose to walk in there by yourself?
I was invited by some friends. It was...
Were they pigs?
There was some mixed company. You know, like the end of Animal Farm, where, like, you can't tell who the humans are and who the pigs are playing cards?
Weren't the regular ones just detectives?
What?
Weren't the regular dressed ones just detectives?
Weren't the regular dressed ones just detectives? No. Wait, in Animal Farm or in this bar?
In the bar.
They're all detectives. Like, you can't trust anyone. That's the whole point. Anyway, I took one of those solo cups. It was only filled with water. I splashed it in a cop's face. I thought it was hilarious. It was. And then, they just, like, picked me up over their heads and apparently threw... I was blacked out. But, you know, by all accounts, I was thrown out on my ass.
Did you wake up on the side of the street or did they drive you home?
Someone picked me up and I was slept sitting upright in a minivan.
How do you know those cops didn't roofie the normal man?
I don't. I did roofie myself as well. You don't want to take a chance not being roofied in this situation. Okay, yeah, so moving on. That went really well. We've got about 14 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing in Wisconsin. So, of course, you know what that means. Wait, I don't even know what that means because I did bar gossip. What about you two? Any bar gossip going around lately? My bar gossip and my bacon for breakfast were mixed together.
Slow your roll. Do you want to take a hit from the gossip train? Oh, boy, I think we might have lost her again.
Okay, this is fine. I can cut this out as well. Do you have any, like, baseball metaphors you want to throw at her before we go?
Well, she needs to take her podcasting a little more serious. You know?
We could faintly hear. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Is your microphone up to your mouth by chance?
It is.
Well, we can hear you now. We gave you a little shout out, but there was no return.
I was in the middle of telling a story, and they're like, "Oh, blah, blah."
We never heard a story. We didn't hear any of it. We are going to take the story from the top in a moment, but first, Lunchmeyer, this is the new voice you've been talking about.
It sounds southern. It sounds weird.
This is the new sound of lunch meat, but he's called Lunchmeyer,
and like, this is what Brockmeyer sounds like on the show?
No, not at all.
Okay, it's your take on it.
Has anyone ever watched Brockmeyer?
I've seen two episodes 4 years ago.
But you know who he is.
I know it's Hank Azaria. I know that.
Well, I fucked him. Oh, with
all right, nice.
Swing and a miss.
Nice. Okay,
coming
like
in with a 1-2.
And he's back. All right. Slow your roll. You want to take that story from the top?
Some bar gossip. It's not really gossip, but, like, there's this old regular that, like, comes into where I work all the time, and he just, I mean, he's an old guy, and he, like, drinks Merlot, and he's, like, probably already drunk when he gets there. He, like, got, like, the local strip club shut down, by the way. But he, like,
Dirty Bird. How'd he do that? We'll get to that.
He lived by it and, like, complained about it a lot for some reason because it was, like, also next to a church, but, like, Yeah, it's like downtown. Like, there's churches and bars everywhere. Like, it's how it is. But, like, he told a really innocent, like, joke that was kind of cute today.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
It was, what kind of footwear do frogs wear?
What kind of footwear do frogs wear?
Flip-hops.
What was that punchline?
Flip-hops?
Flip-flops.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's worth getting the titties kicked out of town, but I mean, you know.
It's like, there's actually two punchlines. The other punchline was open-toed shoes.
It's a little bit of a thinker.
It was kind of funny. Like, he's a total dickbag, but, like, that was kind of adorable, I guess.
Yeah. Shoot, if he had about 12 more minutes of that, he might have something. But until that, bring back that strip club.
Did anyone hear the camper? Did anyone hear the campers at the campground having sex? Did anyone hear that?
No. Oh. Right.
It was intense. That's the sweet, sweet jokes of Lunchmeyer. And a hit.
Pretty good. We'll need a crack of the bat sound for that. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Cool. Well, we're getting a little bit closer. About 11 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves. So I guess I'll just move on to our next segment, which is, of course, me checking the voicemails, as we call them here, smoke mails. That's 414-9090-525 or 414 Yo Yo Cal. Damn it. Oh, it's playing. Hold on. No, it's not that time yet. Nope. My tab is loaded, but it's not showing me anything. I apologize, folks. We're going to get it together. Looks like we're having all sorts of conundrums this episode.
We're doing our best.
Keep it up, Lunchmeyer. It's funny because it's like lunch meat is like Oscar Mayer. It's like it works on levels, right?
Oh, my God. It does work on two different levels.
Was that? That wasn't it.
What is the mystery of Lunchmeyer? He's outstanding.
Does he talk about himself on the show like that?
No. Well, kind of. He talks about, like, killing himself and stuff, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Lunchmeyer is a man of many, many mysteries, and once you start unwrapping that present, you are gonna be terrified.
Does it have, like, hankerings of, like, Ted Lasso? Like, is it sort of, is it kind of like that, where it's, like, haha, funny, but there's also a little few, like, sad parts?
I guess I don't know who Ted Lasso is, so.
Oh, Ted Lasso? Yeah, lassos his little penis whenever he can.
Okay, pretty good. All right, heading back to that good old smoke mail, 414-9090-525. Oh boy, got a fresh one here. Hello, this is Sharon. I just love the new voice of Lunchmeyer. His smooth baritone announcer voice reminds me of a strong wind. A wind so strong that it brings you back to the 4th of July, when you were no higher than 3 feet tall. A strong wind that pushes you back into the long, tall grass just before your mama's porch, where you and your kin listen to the Sunday baseball game with your favorite announcer. God bless you, Lunchmeyer. I know big things are going to come your way, but it's CUM forever in the want. Sharon. Was there a question there, Sharon, or what's going on?
Sounds like some DSing, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's just one of Lunchmeyer's unforgiving popular fans. I get all these all the time.
Looking forward to reading them for you.
It's like a Sunday game at the big field.
Mm. Okay, cool. Well, good to hear from you, Sharon. Always good to have a new listener. Must have got that in just under the wire to have heard some of his voice somehow and then dialed in. Glad you did. Okay.
The voice of Lunchmeyer goes out into the galaxy.
Right. Okay. So I guess we'll just hit another segment, lest we hear a little bit more of that. And of course, you know what that means.
Well, new game, Roundhead. Cricket. Nobody understands cricket. You got to know what a crumpet is to understand cricket. I'll teach you.
All right. That, of course, for our eagle ears is the sound of us firing up the old sports minute. It is time to catch everybody up on the weekend sports. Anyone have any updates?
I think I heard something about the Women's World Soccer Cup.
La Copa de Mundial. Okay, how'd that go?
I'm pretty sure I saw a headline that said that Spain won.
España! Arriba! All right, nice. Okay, I was in a cop bar. There was a football game on. I thought they lost the Packers, that is the mighty Packers, but it turns out like someone just got hurt and they decided to stop playing. That's what someone told me the next day.
Well, it's, I mean, preseason, you don't want to get hurt in the preseason. That seems pointless.
He's already hurt and it's only like a few minutes left and it's a football game that people came to see. What, we're going to stop playing?
They couldn't just put somebody else in. They got like a million players.
They could put anybody in. I wonder who was hurt. I have no idea. Maybe it was like the quarterback.
I mean, did somebody like get like hurt where they're like paralyzed or something?
I mean, I certainly didn't even know about it. I thought the game just ended in a loss. So I'm hardly the person to ask, even though I have a show where we talk about sports and I never pay attention.
It was a loss for the viewers.
Oof. Yeah. Okay. How about you, Lunchmeyer? You love a good sports game. What did you see this week?
Well, I think those Brewers are back on the mound, and I believe they won.
Hey,
I can just smell the peanuts on the open flame.
But you're not sure if they played or if they won.
I believe the Bratwurst won that race, and it was an out-of-this-world race, I tell you.
You're like a baseball announcer now who doesn't pay attention to baseball games?
Well, there's so many games, and Lunchmeyer only has so little time.
Well, I can't fault you for that. It's definitely America's pastime.
Only if... anyone over the age of 35 watched. I don't believe the youth are watching anymore. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I saw something about a baseball game. There was like a guy with a cool turtle hat that the camera kept going at.
In the stadium or in the game?
Yeah, he was in the stadium, and he just like had a cool turtle hat, and they just kept like.
Was it
I don't
like,
know what game it was or what stadium or anything. All I know is that.
Are we talking like a turtle shell on his head or is it more of like a baseball cap that looks like.
No, it's like a stuffed animal turtle kind of hat. Like it looks like one of those little Newsies hats, but it's a turtle. You know, like one of those flat ones.
Oh,
it's got like a little, but like the top is like a shell and then had like a head and legs sticking out.
Do they call those newsboy hats? What do they call
them? That's
those?
What I call them. I don't know what they call them. There's a name.
I think that might be right.
Well, Lunchmeyer might be an old son of a gun, but let me tell you, these professional athletes, they get paid millions of dollars, and the only thing these kids nowadays care about is a turtle on someone's head. Isn't that ridiculous, folks?
Well, he was sitting right behind, like, the batting plate as well.
So does
well,
he...
Pardon my French. He must know the King of France.
Yeah, fancy. I mean, fancy seat needs a memorable hat. I agree. Like, you want to draw some eyes.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. We do have about 4 or 5 minutes until we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves. I'm going to go back to the smoke line. This time is from Stephen Dong. I just love Usagi. I've been waiting to hear if you... ever passed his driving test. Maybe if you had some time, you could call him up. Hey, that do you think we got time to give him a quick jingle?
I don't see why not. Should we get him on the line?
All right, let's get him on the phone here.
Hey, you so
Usagi, it's your favorite morning radio show. We're calling to make sure, first of all, that you're up for work and trying to hear about the results of that driver's test you took.
Robinson, yes, Usagi driver now.
That's good. And so what, do you have a car now?
Yes, I got the car. How you say cop like demon who come out of rock? He no there, but then he there.
I think I prefer this. Okay, great. It sounds like you have a car of some sort. That's good news. You're on your way. So what you doing with yourself?
Well, I'm driving around.
Okay. Are you getting the word out about your favorite morning radio show?
Are you Soggy? No, I'm Soggy.
Well, it was good to hear from you again, Usagi. Keep your chin up. We'll be calling you real soon. Get some miles behind so you get a little more confident behind the wheel. And can't wait to hear a little bit more about that next week.
Hey, real rocker. You suck a diaper.
Well, you got me there. Oh, all right. It was always good to catch up with him. Thanks for the call, Stephen Dong. We do just have a couple of minutes, so slow your roll. I'm going to ask you something you haven't been asked in a while. What's in your piz?
I got some banana cookies in my piz.
Damn, that's a good answer. What about you, Lunchmeyer? What you packing in your piz?
Reese's has made a new chocolate bar, folks, and it has everything. It's called Reese's Chocolate Bar.
I do love those. Are you talking about the one with like the peanut butter and the Reese's pieces inside the peanut butter?
Well, it's no longer a cup. It's a little nougat, I believe they call it, folks.
That is not nougat.
It's like a pit. We're talking about a caramel, but with a nice peanut butter taste.
Okay. I myself have a plate of spaghetti, but it's mostly meatballs. That's how I'm working these days.
Nice.
She worked hard for the money. So hard for the money. I worked hard for the money, so you better treat me right. That's right.
Did that come through at all?
Yeah.
That crystal. Sounded sweet.
I'm glad you liked it. That's a famous American actor, Hank Azaria, on The Birdcage.
I remember that sweet, sweet melody as if it was yesterday, folks. Swinging a miss.
A little problematic these days. I guess you can't get away with an accent like that anymore. The poor guy's had a rough run of it lately.
He did every inappropriate voice he could, except for just the white American man. Is that correct, folks?
You're asking a question, but I don't think you're looking for an answer. That does take me to our next call real fast. It's your boy, the Leaf Burner, and I just got one question for you. You got to fuck one, marry one, and kill one. It's Hank Azaria in the Birdcage, Hank Azaria from Godzilla, or Hank Azaria as Chief Wiggum. And you got to answer. Go. So it's pretty simple. You know, he's that photographer from Godzilla, or Chief Wiggum, or those dulce tones you just heard. These sort of a waif from, I don't know, maybe Colombia.
Well, let Lunchmeyer take the first swing at her. I'm going to go with Wiggum to fuck.
Uh-huh.
Godzilla to marry. What was the other one?
His role in The Birdcage. You just heard him singing a little bit. He was,
I got that all wrong. I'm sorry, folks.
Uh-oh. Wow, you can kill him.
Mary Cage to Mary.
Okay.
Wiggum to fuck.
Okay.
Godzilla to murder.
Yes, okay. That's not a bad way to go either. I was accepting your first way, though, too. I think that would have worked okay.
Got it confused.
That's just fine. It was hard to explain when we don't know the characters' names, or these are not references anyone's paid attention to in 25 years.
I've never seen any of these, so I don't even know.
Not even Chief Wiggum?
What is that even? Oh, from like, is that a Simpsons thing?
Yes.
Is that a Simpsons thing, she says?
Ouch.
Ouch.
These are old references. It's not your
fault. 3-2. Strike out.
What about you, Rockmire? Or what was it? Yeah, Red Rockmire.
Oh, Rockmire. That's not bad. Wait, is that what's the other guy's name? Rockmire?
Brockmire?
But you're watching this? This is a Hank Azaria tribute episode. I don't know if anyone picked up on that yet.
I don't know why everyone's upset about him. He's a great American actor.
I want to hear Red Rocker's answers, though, anyway, though.
Yeah, I definitely, I know, like, everyone wants me to kill his character from the Birdcage. We get it. It's inappropriate. But
what?
I think I'm going to fuck him. And then, wow, I guess I'm killing Chief Wiggum and marrying the boring photographer guy from the Godzilla movie.
That's what I was going to go with, too, just based on, I mean,
you don't want
to.
You don't want to marry or fuck Chief Wiggum?
No, kill that one.
Makes sense starting off.
I mean,
he has the saddest asshole of all of them.
Weirdly enough, it's true.
But the first one, the Birdcage one.
I hate tight assholes. Just so you know, just to put the word out.
Oh, good to know. thanks for sharing.
I'm sorry, I cut you off, and that was terrible. Okay, so anyway, thank you, Leaf Burner. That was very helpful. Okay, so we are in the back half, so we can pretty much do whatever we want at this point. There are a few more smoke mails. There are no more segments.
There's no rules? What if there's no rules?
There's typically, that's kind of how it goes.
Wow, free and loose on this pod.
Yeah, once you get past 420, it's that's when people usually start, you know, getting their socks on. They do like a little financial advice if there's someone here to lecture them about it.
Financial advice from a podcast?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, if you have any financial tips you picked up this week.
I like this. I'm not prepared though.
It's because you don't listen past the 420 point. That's a lot of people don't do that, so well, they're never prepared.
It's like you listen, but are you really paying attention?
I don't know. Call in and let us know if you're paying attention to our back half financial segments. What, you want to just talk about TV? You want to talk about Bruckmeyer?
No, let's talk about like financial like shit that we like. I had to pay a plumber a bunch of money to do like basically nothing. So maybe
much nothing?
Like barely anything. Like he replaced like one like little tiny rubber O-ring on a faucet, and told me that he couldn't do anything else because it was too much work. And then I still got charged $200.
No, that's too much. What's the issue here? Like, did he tell you what the problem was at least?
Yeah, he said that everything was like messed up and that it wasn't up to code and that I needed it to be completely redone. But like, they don't want to do it.
I'm sorry to hear that. So what are you going to do, brick off that whole bathroom then?
No. Well, I have a new plumber that actually, like, can do the work coming sometime this week to give me an estimate.
And how much does it cost to get the estimate? Am I right?
I think it's like, I want to say it's like, I swear to God, they told me it was $95 an hour.
Holy shit.
So if he's, like, here for, like, a half hour, like, it'll probably be, like, $50.
Here's,
yeah, plumbers are expensive, dude. I don't know.
I gotta say, like, I paid a lot of money for a smaller house, but, like, everything works. So I haven't had to have any strangers in here for anything yet.
It's
not
sucks.
Even bugs.
Yeah. Not even bugs.
I'm killing it. Especially with how dirty my house is. Like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. No, this is like, I never had any problems either until this, and it's just like, ugh.
I would. Well, I think it would be easier to stack up some bricks in the doorway and just leave that back. You have another bathroom, don't you?
We do, but it's in the basement, and I don't know.
I'm sorry. I heard Brockmire's preamble. Please go right ahead, Brockmire.
Well, the funny thing about bugs is that they live under that dirty, dirty carpeting.
It's, wow, okay, that's actually a very scary point, and I believe that when you say it. Also, you need to just, like, interject. You don't need to, you're like a plane taking off. you gotta get in there with these quips, Brockmire. I'm calling you Brockmire.
Well, that's Lunchmire.
That spaghetti and meatballs really got to me. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little, it was a little dry and a little, you know, burned real fast. A little too much parm on it. Oh, I'll be fine in a few minutes.
Well, Lunchmeyer has a new sexy move he wants to tell the world about. Does everyone want to hear it?
Yes.
I don't want
well,
to know.
Well, folks, hold on to your hat. Because it's called cup holding. cup hold. Yeah.
Is it one
it's
word?
When you, yeah. It's like cup hold. It's where
like
you.
A cup holder.
Well, when you watch your wife get banged by another man and he puts
like
a cup in your ass.
And he puts a cup in your ass?
He holds the. You hold the cup as he gently takes a sip every once in a while.
That's a sex move?
It's
for the sips?
Cup hold.
I get it. That's a pretty good, yes.
Yeah. That's what you're into. I mean, power to you.
I mean, they're just sitting there, like, let them do something. Yeah, wipe your brow. How many times have you wanted to not look like you're sweating like a pig, but like maybe just wipe your brow a little bit?
There's nothing more satisfying than being another man's table.
Okay. I mean, again, that could be kind of a cool or like even like, what if you're like laying naked underneath, but you're not like having any sex? You're just underneath it all.
It's weird.
Well, when you
yeah, it is.
Watch
I'm just trying to get him into it a little bit. There's got to be other ways to sit in a chair and watch this happen.
That's right. Why is everyone just sitting there?
Maybe like a glass top, like coffee table scenario.
Don't get your Cleveland steamroller confused, slow your roll.
What about like a spa with a window in the bottom?
Wait, what's a Cleveland steamroller?
Uh-oh.
I've heard of Cleveland steamer, but not steamroller.
This is phase two. It gets worse.
Uh-oh.
Oh, why don't you fill everyone in, Red Rock Meyer?
Well, all the... all the ladies and some guys know that you take your schwants, if you will, and you... kind of flatten everything out on her chest so it makes like a bit of a pancake, and then you know you roll her over and well, you take it from there, I guess.
You hold open those sides and you pinch it in.
Yep.
Cool. All right, well, thanks for letting me know. Now I know.
Hashtag poop players, hashtag poop nation.
That reminds me, has anyone seen those little water dissolving penis cages? It's like one of those little sponges that you throw into water. I guess you fold your penis in half and you put it on, and when you're inside the woman, it melts and then it grows.
What do you mean, fold your penis in half?
You kind of pitch the tip and
fold
it in half.
Pass. I don't know why I asked that.
I'm trying to place the Simpsons character this voice is like. It's like one of them, right? I think he's reusing a voice.
Well, it's his down on his luck baseball announcer voice.
No, I know in the show, but I think he's reused it. I'm trying to like place it. I'm hearing the mannerisms enough.
Well, there's plenty of Zara to go around.
That's true. Hey, man, I say more power to you, especially with the way they did you dirty. If you're getting paid twice for the same voice, I say, bye, Ganditos.
What does that mean?
Goodbye.
Dios míos, mi amor. All right, where else should we go on this adventure of fun?
There is another smoke mail. I guess we can get to it. That was placed by calling 414-909-0525 or texting. You will 100% be heard if you do this. And this one's from Lance. It says, hey, this is Lance. Can anyone tell me what the orange fat man is up to? I saw a picture of him outside on one of his golf courses. It looks like he had two diapers on. Why is that Pompadour orange Cheeto obese Adonis still walking around free? Can someone help me out? Well, it's very simple. See, there's two systems. There's the system that's for them, and then there's the system that's for you. They're two different things.
My God, what does that mean?
Well, like, you know, because he's like a very powerful man. Like, you know, he's just going to get away with it, basically, in front of everyone.
When you say powerful, do you mean orange and fat?
That is a source of his power. I agree on both. He couldn't have, like, pasty skin. And, no. I mean, he couldn't be skinny.
Yeah, like, every great villain is, like, a fat guy. Hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Well, think he's wearing a Depends and then a masturbatory diaper, folks.
I
think it's two diapers.
Yeah, two diapers.
He probably saves one the money.
One for the and poop just... and I mean, one for the cheese.
Yeah, or just two diapers on his butt.
Yeah, on his big fat fanny.
That reminds me, what about the new diaper I came up with? The yeast diaper. How's that treat you?
That doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
It's a diaper for those who have yeast problems.
Don't you not want the yeast to linger like that?
Yeah, you don't want it to linger, that's for sure.
It gets trapped in the diaper stuff, folks.
Well, I hope they did their research. I'm sure it's going to market testing real soon.
We get a nickel off of every yeast scooped.
What about a nice diaper? I'm sorry, folks. Lunchmeyer got his things confused. What about a tampon suspenders? How does that sound, folks?
It sounds pretty funny when you say it out loud. But pretty unnecessary.
It's a tampon connected to some suspenders. Get up in there.
All right, now I'm seeing it a little better. That's probably, and then it shoots out and then it just dangles.
Maybe it's for like a reusable tamp or what?
Ugh.
When it's ready to be changed, you just unbuckle the straps and put a new one in.
Doesn't it get held in already by other things?
Yeah, it's like totally unnecessary. It's more of like a menstruation accessory, I guess.
Well, it's Brock like, Meyer knows
Brock Meyer doesn't know anything about, you know.
Brock Meyer knows a thing or two about tampons. And let me tell you, you are on your heavy flow, you want a little suspenders.
Like, don't leave me in suspenders.
It's like
imagine you're giving a big presentation at a big top firm.
Okay.
You don't want anything slipping out. You want suspenders. Holding it in place.
Oh my God. All right, whatever. Moving on is perfect. You did a good job. Brockmeyer, any other diaper / suspender ideas? Lunchmeyer. Am I saying it right yet? I'll know. Yeah. I'm like, I'll know my head is like straightened out when I start saying that right.
You did say it right.
All right. Pass the test. All right. What movies have you seen lately? It's just Brockmire.
I'm trying to think of the last thing I watched on TV. When did I even watch TV last? I've been watching a lot of like stupid podcasts, I guess. I've been watching a lot of Y Files.
Oh, well, give me some, give me some podcasts first.
Well, it's like he just does like, I don't know, like weird conspiracy theories and weird like mysteries and stuff like that. And I don't know. It's just like pretty interesting. And I like watched one the other day about a mystery that I'd been curious about like a few years ago.
Wait, you're watching podcasts?
Well, it's like a video thing. I don't actually watch it.
It's called Y Files. There's a cute little talking goldfish.
Yeah, there is. There's a goldfish called Hecklefish. Mm. But anyway, it's like that story about like it's like the De La Tala Pass where all those like hikers like vanished like mysteriously in Russia, like back in, I don't remember, like 1920 or some shit. Like there's been all these conspiracies. Yeah, it was like people.
1920.
It's like a long.
What, 100 years?
Yeah. Boring.
You're listening to a podcast about 20 people who disappeared 100 years ago.
Well, I mean, I guess it's been mentioned in a lot of things. Like a lot of people thought it was like a Bigfoot thing or aliens or like the theory that like I last heard that I like.
How could it be one of those two options? Like how are like the people divided? It was either UFO.
Because the way that they were found was like really weird. Like, I don't know. You just have to look into it.
You can confuse a Bigfoot with a Yeti, but you wouldn't confuse it with the Loch Ness Monster or Dracula.
Oh no, of course not. Ooh, Dracula. I didn't hear that.
How could it be one or the other? He's also a skinny villain. I didn't want to bring him up before.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, how come there hasn't been a Fat Dracula movie?
Wow, Fat Dracula. New episode.
We talk about that all the time. We talk about it on Blade 3 with Jimmy about a million goddamn times.
About Donald Lowe.
It's a shit.
I'm not talking about a fat vampire. I'm talking, the big guy from Blade, the real big guy.
All of them. You know, like they can't be fat.
There's fat vampires. We're not saying that. We're talking about Fat Dracula. When's a fat man going to get a chance to be Dracula? That's what we're asking.
Who would play him? A computer generated Dom DeLuise.
I guess. I don't know. I kind of like to take a crack at it. Like maybe even just the ballet version.
Yeah, or like just like the local theater.
Oh, that could be good too. Sure.
Because you know everybody in like Wisconsin is overweight anyway. So
Fat Dracula would probably draw some heads.
Who's that skinny son of a bitch named DJ something? He's the new guy from that movie.
DJ Qualls. That's
DJ Qualls. You make him gain 500 pounds and he can have a job.
Where is he? We need him. We need a new guy too. I'm going to watch that movie. You think it holds up? What's the over-under on new guy holding up?
It's all right. I bet with a few beers, a few bowls, probably a few laughs.
Movie was pretty great. I'm going to have to, we might have to revisit. Well, we don't have to. I guess I could do it by myself. Wow. I introduced my 11-year-old to Step Brothers. Let me tell you, there are a few milestones. You can't really manufacture a milestone for a child. Like you think like introducing them to like the thing your parents introduced you to, for example, that ain't always how it's going to work. But like Step Brothers did it for us. She was locked in.
That's awesome. It is a good movie. It's funny as hell.
Yep. It was time.
I wish I could watch it for the first time again.
Yep. I was definitely getting like, we got to finish that because we had to cut it off like a half hour short and come back to it.
Uh-huh.
She was like on the edge of her seat. And then, of course, you know, it's the end. And like, yeah, it, like her head exploded.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing Lunchmeyer always
Step Brothers oddly being like the most modern reference we've made in this whole episode.
That movie's like so old too.
I know. It's like 10 years old at least.
I heard they're coming out with a new Game of Thrones. Not that anyone cares about that.
Oh, but what? I thought they were putting the kibosh on it.
No, they're doing like a Jon Snow shit.
Same guy?
Same guy.
Okay. Oh, boy. I don't know. I started off thinking like I liked him the least, and then he ended up being like the favorite. Is that weird?
No.
I mean, he lived and he was like the king at the end, so it's like the winner or whatever.
You're always rooting for him. Secretly.
I believe it's going to be about his travels far beyond the wall.
With that redhead?
I believe she died.
Yeah, he killed her.
But this is a prequel, right?
Oh, I don't even know. No, I think it's an after.
It's going to be an afterwards, I believe.
Where he's like...
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I thought they made
He goes back across the wall?
Yeah, doesn't he? I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
No, he won't. I'm out. I made it through the show, but that's it. I'm not doing no more.
There was like this thing, like all this shit about like Game of Thrones actor died, and all these people thought it was like the one guy that like got his dick cut off, whatever his name was.
Okay.
But like it was like actually just this other like really weird, obscure like character. Like, you remember when like Daenerys was like being queen of that city and that guy came to her with like the dead charred remains of his like family, and she's like, why did they kill my family? Like, that's the guy that actually died.
Sounds like it could be a few guys, sorry to say.
But it was his claim to fame.
So Brockmire, you looking forward to it?
Well, there's one thing Brockmire's looking forward to, and that's the sound of...
Sorry?
What?
Jon Snow getting his love on with his beloved wolf.
So is Brockmire, like, is he, like charismatic? Like, is he truly able to finish these sentences? I detect a little Ted Lasso going on here.
Well, the mystery of Brockmire is very disturbing, and he always doesn't know if he has the yips or he doesn't have the yips at all.
Wait, okay, let's dig into that a little bit. So he slept with a lovely lady the night of a big game, but he's an announcer, right?
Well, he's down on his luck, and he's looking to come back.
It's already synonymous with baseball announcer. Like, if you announce baseball, you're down on your luck, right? You were something back then, and now you're like not really anything. Okay, so he's not announcing baseball, or he is?
He's starting from the bottom, and he's working his way back to the top.
The top of announcing baseball.
Well, things get turned around from, and I don't want to ruin it for you, but
no, you go ahead.
He becomes the commissioner of baseball.
What? He
really...
That's
how it ends? He's the commissioner of baseball?
That's a rise.
Well, I haven't finished it yet, but it's looking that way.
But he has to sleep with Amanda Peet every episode?
I think that was just like the first like few episodes. That's like the ones that...
And then when they finally lost the baseball game, they just stopped hooking up all the time?
No, they were like together. But then they broke up. I don't fucking know.
But they just hooked up on days not involving baseball games?
Well, there was a period in his life where he just tried to get sober, and he really couldn't do it. But he lost his ability to even masturbate. And then he started making little Christmas miniatures. But then
he
likes to jizz on top of the roofs like Christmas.
Oh.
What?
That's what the Brockmire does. He likes to pretend he's God, making it snow.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so that answered all of that. So what about Trump? Is he going to jail or what? He's out, he's not going, he's just gonna say no?
I don't know, but it's going to be fun to watch either way.
Is it? I don't think it is. I think it's just going to be disappointing. Yeah, so I'm not even going to like get my hopes up. I'm not.
He's still going to run for president while he's in jail.
First of all, his bail is $200,000. You think that's like my dad would cough up like definitely, I don't know, $200 toward it. And I know a lot of assholes just like that. So,
oh yeah,
I would not like that. He would just ride a wave of money right out of it all.
Oh yeah, he's making money off of all this.
Yeah, is it worth like? Yeah, what if you could make even billions, but you were like 86?
That's the whole thing. He's so old; like, it's not even going to be an issue. Like,
how much fun is he actually having? Like, is he having any fun at all?
I think so, probably.
Was it worth it in the end?
I guess.
Yeah, probably.
Well, for him, there was one thing I know. He's a dumb asshole. Is that right, folks?
A two diaper wearing.
I also have one plea out there. Lunchmeyer never had any children, and he misses the sweet light of their innocent eyes. But if Lunchmeyer had a kid, I know I would make him watch The Cherokee Kid, because that's the best movie ever.
Okay. Okay. Did not see that coming.
No.
Even older reference.
Do you know the Cherokee Kid? Have you ever sat down your children to watch The Cherokee Kid?
Honestly, that's a pretty great idea. when you bring it up, like, oh, no, my children haven't seen it. They would love it. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I think I remember watching it, like, in school on a rainy day.
Ain't nothing runty on that boy right there.
You ain't never seen that movie in school. That was on HBO.
Oh, am I thinking of what's the one with like
Sinbad gets laid in a cave?
Oh no, I'm thinking of a different
movie. That's great. That is a great movie. What movie would you rather rewatch? Not to just put them against each other, but like The Cherokee Kid or The Harder They Fall?
Cherokee Kid.
10 out of 10 Cherokee Kid, right?
So true. There's nothing runny about that boy.
right. Exactly. All right. Did we do it?
I think we might have covered it all. Should we kick it to the blue area?
The blue area, that is, of course, our after-hours show. It's before you go to work, but you're just about ready to go. We do get a little blue with it here, so mothers, lock up your hearing aids. All right. We are safely in the... We should have a theme for that. But we don't.
Well, Brockmire was up to his old tricks again. Lunchmeyer, of course. I tried to get my grandma to come on the podcast, but she didn't agree because I'm inappropriate with my question. Has this ever happened to you guys? What other grandmas can we get on this podcast?
I bet you there's some nasty grandmas that would probably love this podcast.
Does anyone actually have any grandma still?
I've actually never lost a grandma. I'm actually a very sensitive subject, actually. She said goodbye to me forever like a week ago. It was very sad.
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah, I've never lost a grandparent. Well, I had a grandpa die before I was born. But
what do you mean she said goodbye forever?
Like, she's really old and just, like, can't get out of bed. And it was just, like, we had, like, a talk and stuff. It was a visit with grandma.
Yes.
Don't you think we could get her on this podcast? She has a phone, doesn't she?
She does. Here's the thing. I actually maintain a pretty tight secret identity. I could never tell anyone about this podcast. That's why the numbers are firmly below 10.
Good to know.
I can place anonymous stickers in places. Don't worry about that. I'm out there like Miles Morales.
Maybe we should get you, Soggy, to put a bunch of stickers at the old folks' home. How does that sound?
Hey, everybody's somebody's grandma, right?
They have stories to tell.
But they got nothing to do. They don't go to work or school. They can just listen to the podcast.
You know what you do is you put it in a place that like kind of offends them, and then like they want to get to the bottom of who did this and who was so audacious, so they call the number.
Oh yes.
All right, I'm not going to drop my microphone, but I am going to consider that like my new plan.
Yeah,
I got a few places in mind.
What about a sign that says "Old Lives Matter"? How does that sound?
Oh, like elderly catnip.
Wait, what?
Elderly catnip.
Mm. What about a sign that says "Walker this way"?
You could do a whole song that probably, you know, do a little dancing with the oldies to it.
Oh, like two like elderly people dance. I always like love to see it.
It's heartwarming.
Until they fall down and break their brittle, brittle hips.
Wake and Bake to Tech is recorded on both coasts of Wisconsin. Dial the smoke mail by calling 414 Yo Yo Cal. Those are zeros. The Cal is spelled with a K. Check us out on Twitter, Mastodon, and possibly X.
Dark is the darkness of me.
Okay, very good.